A state of emergency over migrants. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. New York Mayor Eric Adams declared the emergency as buses carrying migrants continue to arrive in his city from Texas. Seven buses have so far arrived this morning.
We have not asked for this. There was never any agreement to take on the job of supporting thousands of asylum seekers.
House Republican Nicole Meliotakis agrees the city is in crisis.
This is absolutely unsustainable, and it is placing a tremendous burden on the people of New York City. $1 billion at a time when New Yorkers can't afford to keep their own roofs over their heads.
Republicans blame President Biden's policies. Democrats blame Republican governors for shipping migrants to blue cities. The man accused of stabbing multiple people on the Las Vegas Strip too fatally was in this country illegally. That's according to an ICE source who spoke to Fox News. The Clark County DA says Yoni Barrios will be charged with murder and attempted murder, and the death penalty could be sought. A New York father who police say was randomly gunned down at a hotel will be laid to rest on Monday.
53-year-old father of three, Paul Coots, was murdered while visiting his son at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. Coots's family is grieving, and now his murderer is expected to be arraigned next week. Police say Roy Johnson Jr. shot and killed the innocent father at a Courtyard Marriott hotel. Witnesses say Johnson walked into the lobby and started spraying bullets.
Fox's Matt Finn. Rescues are still being made, but the latest numbers out of Florida has the number of dead from Hurricane Ian revised downward. At least 119 people are confirmed dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Protecting civilians overseas is the cornerstone of new counterterrorism guidance from the White House. From now on, the use of armed drones outside of war zones will need presidential approval. The new policy reverses more permissive rules set by the Trump administration. To the war in Ukraine, where concerns are growing that Russia could resort to nuclear weapons. President Biden issued a warning this week.
The president says about Putin's plans, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." Officials say he wasn't revealing anything classified. The president continued about Putin. "He is not joking when he talks about potential use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons because his military is, you might say, significantly underperforming."
Fox's Peter Ducey. North Korea is defending its recent missile tests, calling them a righteous reaction to joint military drills between the U.S. and South Korea. In the past 2 weeks, North Korea has fired 10 ballistic missiles into the sea. Three people are recovering after police in Ohio say they were shot outside a high school football game in West Toledo last night. Two suspects are in custody. Behaving badly at a professional football game has consequences.
An attorney who was arrested for throwing a water bottle at Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam at the end of a home game last month could have the book thrown at him. Jeffrey Miller of Rocky River, Ohio, has been charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct by intoxication. Haslam was hit by the bottle as he walked off the field and headed toward the end zone tunnel at First Energy Stadium during a last-second loss to the New York Jets on September 18th. Haslam was not injured. Security guards, though, caught up with Miller when he tried to leave the stadium. The Browns are considering banning Miller from attending future Hunger Games. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Huso. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.